Okay, we're up to Sif Zayin, Simin Shin Hei, Sif Zayin. Nosan Hei Sloim, Afilu La'asara Kayanim. If someone gave his five Sloim, even to 10 different Kayanim, Bein Be'basachas, Bein Be'zachazer, B'noi Padui. You might think you have to give all five Sloim to one Kayan. So, it's telling you that you could divide the five Sloim among many Kayanim, even B'zachazer, and it's a good pinyin. So, you have to sell it to each of 10 different Kayanim. Yeah. What? It is five in total. What he means, just like giving Truma. When you give Truma, you can divide the Truma among many Kayanim. So this is also, it's very good. Someone asked, what's a Chiddush? And someone said, what? It's good? So the question is with the other. What's the Chiddush? I said, what? It worked. So, and then he's saying, I didn't cop, which we all know.
Well, that I don't think was the
intention. The Pisrei Tshuva in Yud brings the Machlokes HaPaiskim. If this is L'chatchilo or not. Sivkat in Yud, B'nai Padi, Ayin B'chach Masadam, Kalk Uvnun Dimbei, Shekasab, After Maloshan Agamara Vapaisin Shekasu Yatsa Mashu Lechatchilo Lo Yasekein, even though the language seems to say it's a B'di'evet, Nireh Delav Dafkahu, Delo Yehei Ela Shishar Matnis Kahuna. It shouldn't be any different than other Matnis Kahuna, which on the contrary, the Gemara says it's a mitzvah, it's better to give it to as many people as possible, to be Mahana as many people as possible. If you're giving it to one Kayin, you should give it in one shot. I don't know the reason for that. He says, I'm B'tshuva, some cipher who disagrees. So, Simmeray said, Exayin, because of Zel Shainai, Nirali Dain Yachel Lechatchila, Lechalek, Hey Slam Lebeis Kayinim, the Choshe Nasta by Shir, Taira Shir, in Mechalkala, in Mechalka, Yavale Chatzi Shir. If you divide it, it's like giving half the shear to each one. Avagar de b'yevet yaitza de tziruf, mukamakim in the tzimun amufcha lechul shear b'vasachas, or leitin shenis yinasei b'vasachas. B'lo yedati mayana de tzimun samachal. But the idea that the Sam Seif is saying is a concept that we mentioned in the past. There's a mitzvah, what the Ritva calls mitzvah, the kayim pashtei dekra, the mitzvah mekayim de pashtes of the pasik. What?
It's one on one.
Which the Pachol Levim was really one on one, and this is the halacha that by the Seder, the Maila to swallow the whole Kazayas in one shot, which all the place can bring, that is a Maila to swallow it all in one shot, even though the din of Achila Kedei Achilas Pras is the halacha Psuka. So the Krei Kodesh writes that that's based on this Ritva, that is an idea to be kind the Pashtei. The Pashtei of eating Kazayas is eating Kazayas. Not a third of a kazayas three times.
But
you have to eat a kazayas. Pashtus is a one shot. What? In the Sina, it should be right. But what's right in the Hennis? But you don't need five slime. The Gemara does say that, but the Gemara dashes a Lashon HaKra. Then the seed has to be, and the seed is something he can have benefit from. You don't give one kernel to a kayin. But I guess half a sela is 2 dinarim. It still has some value, right? A sela is 4 dinarim. So maybe it's dafka 10. Maybe you need to kate lanes by nachinami. The Torah says the word the seed is mashma. The seed that's ready to have anah nachinami. It's interesting. The Gemara says Alach Mishum Sinai. We learn out the Gemara brings a pasuk from the word chita, eres chita saira, that chita is kedei achilas pras, and then the Gemara says that Alach Mishum Sinai in the asmach the baal of the pasuk. So it seems that the amount of time that you can eat an achila is Alach Mishum Sinai. Pashtus of achila is you have to eat it in one shot. You can't eat it over 5 days or over 5 hours. So there's got to be some shear to it. So that's from where it comes.
When
you give it, there's no mitzvah hafrasha. By truma chala, there's a mitzvah hafrasha. but not by two mitzvahs, then hafrasha nesina. Being a ben, there's no mitzvah of hafrasha. It's only mitzvah of nesina. When you give it to the kayin gets the money, that's when the... Right. Yeah. Okay. If there are no kayinim, so we're going to say later, if there are no kayinim, then the eitzah is to be mezaka to a kayin. The kayin's not here, but it's a schus for him. So you say the name of a kayin, you give it to a levi, to be, or anybody, to give it to be zaka for the kayin. It should be zaka for the kayin. But you have to say the name, it's not a kinyin. Right, a kinyan has to be chalan for somebody. But, okay, sivches. Im roitze ha-kayin lahazo loy ha-pidyon rishoy. The Torah doesn't say the kayin has to keep it. The Torah is only mechayiv a nesina to the kayin. If afterwards the kayin wishes to return it, there's no problem. You shouldn't give him a ton of aminos lahazir. Now he adds, without the parentheses, here it's very hard. It says, if you did him a ton of lahazir and he returned it, it's not padi. But in parentheses, he adds, that changes the meaning a little bit. Right? Then it means that if the kain didn't want a matanah las lahazir, and the Yisrael wanted it to be a matanah lahazir, so that doesn't work. So what it's saying so far is that the kain is allowed to give it back, but you should not do a matanah las lahazir.
What's the chiddush?
Okay, good. I want to get to that.
One minute.
The chiddush here is that it's not a proper behavior. It's really not proper for kayinim to... 1 minute, I'll explain why. You see, he's saying... Gemara says, if you give him like by Yesrig, it's a matana. The guf is kani to the one who gets it, and he has to return it later. But a kain shouldn't do it, because look, if you have to be paida, and you know that I've got this kain who always gives it back, so you're gonna use him all the time, and he's gonna be mafsid the other kainim. Shemitayich, let's finish. Shemitayich kach la yinu akol pidyanei b'chareim elolai. He's gonna corner the market on pidyan abens. And that's wrong. If you don't do it all the time, only to aniyim it's mutter. You should not accept it amanos lahazir. So what he's saying here is, you should not yaitza. Matanos lahazir yaitza. The Gemara says in Kedushin Davad Hilchasa. Mekulam kana levad. I think levad neisha, except for miyakadish and isha. It's a gzeira to chalipin. But everywhere else, matana amadas lahazir shmei matana. It's a good matana. And the Chazal said, we don't want you to do it. You're going to be mafsid kayanim, because for the kayanim it's a windfall that they're going to get matneskuna. Why do matneskuna the kayanim get this manazel? Almost nothing. So like this, at least they have one matneskuna left, which they could do even mituma. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says kainim should not be in the habit of giving it back. I've heard from different people who've told me that they know kainim that do give it back, and it seems to be that seems to be wrong. It's just not the right thing to always give it back, unless to aniyim, in which you're allowed to do it. Yeah, they can sell it back, right? Now, very often, Yisrael doesn't have coins. So he goes to his favorite kayin. He has a relative who's a kayin. He says, I want to use you for pidyon haben. I don't have silver coins. So the kayinim say, oh, I have silver coins. So if he sells it to him, that's fine. He sells it to him for its value, so that's good. But it was where you buy it. There's an important ha'ara that sometimes he gives it to him and he says, you'll pay me back. You know, it's worth $60. You give it to me whenever you want. The halacha is that if you give it on the condition that he uses you as a kayin, that's ribbis. Now, before you jump, let me just finish saying. If I lend someone something on the condition that he shop in my store, and I'm not giving him a bargain, he's not giving me extra money, I lend him money on the condition he shops in my store. That's called Taivas HaNoah. And we pass the Taivas HaNoah Mamon. In Hilchos Ribbis, it says that's Ribbis. You're not allowed to lend someone something on condition he give you something. He says, he's not giving me anything. He's shopping for the regular price. But Taivas HaNoah Mamon. People spend money to advertise in order for people to shop. So, all right, if it's not Kotzos, then it's not Kotzos. But if it is Kotzos, then if he tells him, I'm a Nasi, use me for Pinyan Aben, then that's Kotzos. I'll lend you, I'll make a loan, I'll give you the 5 shkolim, you don't have to pay me, it'll be a loan, on the condition that you give me the Pinyan Aben. You know, you go to your uncle, he's a kain, you say, you know, I heard you have 5 silver coins. Can you lend them to me, please? I have my friend who's a kain, I want to use him. So if he would do it, it's fine. But if he only does it on the condition that you do it to me, there's a Tshuva Niksav Sefer that says that even B'dieved, he calls it a Mitzvah Habah B'Aveira. In such a case, he calls it a Mitzvah Habah B'Aveira. And the paying is Ribbis. The giving the pinion is Ribbis. And he says that you got to do it again.
The Taivas HaNoah
is
the Mitzvah that he gets?
Taivas HaNoah has nothing to do with a Mitzvah. It has to do with the fact that he's getting the 5 shkolim. You say he has to give 5 shkolim anyway. So that's why we're calling it Taivas HaNoah. He has to give 5 shkolim and give it to any kayin he wants. I'm making a loan to him on the condition that he chooses me as the kayin. That's Taivas HaNoah. And that is a form of ribbis. It's a machlaik. It's a Taivas HaNoah. Mamon rain a mamon. But lamaisa u'machmir, the Taivas HaNoah is mamon. And that it has a din. It has a din of ribbis.
But if the kayin is not, if the kayin gives him the money,
but he pays him for it. He pays him for it. He's paying him. No. Giving 5 shkolim to the kayin is a hanor. He makes money on it. He then doesn't give it to him. He sells it to him. He gives him $5. Now, if he gives him cash for it, there's no shayla. If he gives him as a loan, No, that you can't do. Of course not. No, he owes him the value of it. He sells it to him. He doesn't. If he gives it to him, if the kayin gives it to the Yisrael, that's nothing. We're not talking about that. We're talking the kayin sells it to the Yisrael. He sells it to him. Now, if he gives him $50 up front, it's done. No, we can't. I'll talk about your case. Just my case, you understand? My case, the case in the Truth of Cipher, is that he gives it to him, he owes him $50. But he's not giving him a loan. And that is, I'm not to use me for Binyan Aben. That's problematic. And your case is that what? He gives it to him, I'm not to use me for Binyan Aben.
Present.
He gives a present. Oh, that's fine. You get a present. If you throw once, you can go home with it. There's no problem. And he doesn't have to use him as a kayin. No, so that's not. See, selling it to him for the value of the type of stuff. The pinyan aben, it's not enough to get. Don't tell me mislav lahenis nitnu when the mitzvah is to have anor. The mitzvah is that the kohen should get 5 shkolim. He can't tell me, I'll give you the 5 shkolim, but you have to pay my bill with it. Mislav lahenis nitnu. This doesn't work that way. The mitzvah pinyan aben is the kohen should gain money. And that's the mitzvah.
Money. You got the money back.
That's not. That's very nice, you know. I'll go to a grocery. I'll tell the grocer, give me $100. I'll give it to you right back as soon as I do my shopping. I'll return it to you. That makes sense. It's not. You owe him the 5 shkolim. You can't say, give me the 5 shkolim. Give me right back to pay my debt. That's not. You owe the 5 shkolim.
If he first says that he's going to use them as a coin, though.
Yeah.
And then says, oh, I don't have shkolim.
I mean, if he obligates himself somehow in a Kenyan.
Say
if he obligates himself in a Chinami, how does he obligate himself exactly? If his obligation is done, then you're right. At any rate,
it's tack interesting. A grocery store only gives credit on the condition you buy there. It needs some type of explanation. I saw there's a tshuva in the Bris Yehuda that someone is collecting for tzedakah, and the fellow says, I have no money. So he says, I'll lend you. He's not collecting for himself, obviously. He's collecting for a yeshiva. He says, I'll lend you the money, and but you have to give it to the tzedakah. So he has a tshuva, whether that's a ribbis or not. I don't know. Well, what's with a grocer? A grocer gives you credit only if you buy by him. He's not giving you credit if you buy by someone else. So I don't know. Maybe because that's after the fact. After you buy, he gives you the credit. It could be because it's not a loan al-minas. It's just not giving you something al-minas. He's giving you credit right away. A good credit on the purchase. You can retract the verbal commitment. You're not supposed to, but you're allowed to. I guess so. Or he pays for it. The best thing is just pay for the money ahead of time. Kainim who sell it are usually makbid that you pay for it ahead of time. Now, the main chiddush to us is what it says here, that you don't the kain should not get in the habit of always giving back the money. It's not proper. Not a proper behavior. Now here, there's a major ha'ara that we're going to get into in a moment. And that is the question of whether the kainim ha'kainim yuchasim is man hazeh. We really, paskan halach is based on chazakis. Which means that if a man lives in town, becheskes kain, he lives there 30 days or longer becheskes kain, and then he marries Grusha, and then he's Ivan Alav, he's Chayim Malkus, he's Pasuleidus. We don't have witnesses that he's a Kayin, it doesn't matter. Cycling ala Chazakis. We give Skila based on Chazakis. However, in the case of Kuhuna, first of all, because originally the Kayinim were Miyuchasim, the Beis Hamikdash, there was a list of Kayinim Miyuchasim. And secondly, because historically it seems to be known that there were periods in which wealthy people purchased the kahuna from kayanim. In their ignorance, they thought they could buy the right to be a kayan. It's amaratzis, but there were families that did it. For that reason, and the Sephardic community is very sensitive to the accusations against them that they have a disproportionate number of kayanim. A very disproportionate portion of the percentage of B'nai Shevet Levi among the Sephardim. You can go to a shul, it could be half the island. So there they defend themselves in the end of Sefer Avadia, where it talks about going to Galus, it talks about the Kayanim going to Spain. I think it's in Trey also, I think it was the end of Avadia's one parak. So they defend themselves by saying that Fakert, Spain was the exile of a disproportionate number of Kayanim. However, there are those who claim historically that not all Kayanim are truly Kayanim. As a Levi, I would figure that probably the Leviim are authentic. Because if you're going to buy, why buy Leviya? You might as well buy Kahuna. Who wants to buy Leviya? Well, you get to wash the hands of the Kayanim. Yashkayach. But nevertheless, we're going to learn of Yaakov Emden, who says that even by the Leviim, apparently there was a certain amount of disconnect. Now, this is really a separate discussion, but it comes in here for the following reason. If you're not confident that you're a Kayin, and you got the 5 shkalim, you shouldn't give it back, because, you know, in Mammon, maybe you want to be careful. So, Sifches is about Matan Amadas Lahazit, to which we'll return. But we're going to learn Pisrei Tshuva Yud Beis, which is on the second side, where you turn the page. And there, he goes into what has become a famous Shilas Yaivitz, and a Shvus Yaakov, and let's learn it, and then I'll tell you where it comes up in practical halacha. Pesachei Tshuva Yud Beis, Rogel Lahangzir, Ayim Bishilas Yaivitz, Chelek Alef Semikufnan Hei Shekasav, Do'idna Ishtani Dina. Today, the practice, the halacha should change. Nimashamru Shalayei Kayin Rogel Bekach, Ani Mili Bekayin Miyuchasim. When the Gemara says, Kayinim shouldn't be in the habit of returning it, that's because they're Kayinim Miyuchasim, did who in that generation?
B'kainim today, you have no yichus letter. The kainim chazaka, afa gavda l'chumra azlina b'hu l'chol mili. Even though l'chumra, we assume they're kainim. U'parkina bikurim, ayadayu, mishum delay ashabachrini, we have no choice. We have to use our kainim, you. Through them we have no choice. There are no other kainim. Miu lahakel loy, but to be makel dain loy timam and ab misafik, to hold on to a father's money and you're not sure. Kamat sheyesh loymer the medina heim tzrichin lahangzer. You hear that? Kamat, you don't say. Everybody says kamat. You have to give it back. Ulapachis kol kain yachish laatmai. Every kain should be chayshish personally. Lifreish misafik gazel. Shema einai kain. Umeshum hay time anira. The shaper islam evet uvdohe idno liftois babanos lahazer lechatzilla. And therefore today, there's nothing wrong with doing matonos lahazer. Gam nira. Shalotes yidei kol safik haif shari. He has a chumra on his chumra. To be yaitse every safik, yesh gam ken ala av liftois bechayrai, bekol kainim shiuchalimtsai. He played as many times as he can. Dilma misrami le kayim yuchis vadai. Maybe you'll come into a real kayin. Umahai taima nami. Now he has to be medayik. Ben, now be medayik in his lashon. Ben kahenes v'levia yeshuftoi seyasha misafik. Ma'ishtob kosavid eraisa. By dershos kuni misek ninon. If you have a child who is poshed, who is a son of a kayenes olavia, should be paid to the child. Now, why does he say the son of a kayen or a levi? Why doesn't he say kayenes olavia? So I assume you don't want to be mezalzel in your own kahuna. So if you're ben kayenes and ben levia, so you're not being mezalzel in the child's chazaka. But otherwise,
why did I do it?
It didn't cost me anything. I took my jacket and I gave it to a kayin two sizes smaller. And I was paying it myself. It was an easy thing. I know, okay. Okay, chumras that don't cost money are good. Anyway, this is what he says. Now, parenthesis he adds, Shulz Chassam Seifer, Say Samiris Akasa Bekitzer, Shadimit Shulz Yosef, it's Ein Niroim Lai. Doesn't explain a word. He just says, this Yaiv, it's Ein Niroim Lai. So here we have this chumra that's the geir to kayanim, the chumra which is not the maker adin. We like I said, cycle al chazakis, but the arme fakvikin on this. Now the place where this is more important than hilchas pidyan aben is the tshuva of the Shus Yaakov. It happens often, and in today's day and age, very often, you have a bal tshuva who's engaged. And they look through his parents' old papers and old pictures, and they discover that his Zayda was a Kayin. His father's father, he's a Kayin. He's a Kayin creates a problem, because a Kayin is not allowed to marry a Zayna. Any woman that had Tashmish with someone she's not allowed to marry, that was Mizana with a guy, is also to a Kayin. That's Issa Deraisa of Zayna. Is an Issa Zayna. Just last week, I had a phone call from someone who's Isaac and Kirov with a Kayin who's engaged already. And the girl told him afterwards that her father is a guy. For she's 100% a Yid, the father's a guy. Now, that's a little more complicated. The halacha is that a Kayin whose father is a guy, a woman whose father is a guy, is a pogum. And it's l'chatchila that you're not allowed to marry a kayin. In Shulchan Aruch and Siman Zayin, it says l'chatchila it's aser. The Chalkas Mechayka, the Beis Shmuel both say if you're already married, then lo yisaytzei. But it creates tremendous shailus. It's got to be the children of such a marriage if they have a din of kayinim. And the question is if they're not married. So I went over to the and I searched, I found that Rav Shlomo Amar, the chief rabbi, the former chief rabbi, has a tshuva, which he calls Rav Adi Yosef, saying that even if they're just courting, or certainly engaged, or ready to get married, you could also let it go through. That's what he says. So when I called this person back, I told him that this is
Rav Avadya and Rav Shlomo Amar, you have to remember that the Rambam and the Rif are the Mekilim here. The Rambam doesn't bring this halacha at all. And the Rif is the one who says that it's okay, and it's the Ashkenazic Gedolim who are the Machmirim here. And Machamer brings it lahalacha. So I'm not 100% sure. I'm also not sure the status of the children, which seems to be something of a suffix. What's going to get to our discussion is this Shaila. If you have a case like this, you have a Kayin who's engaged to a woman who he's not allowed to marry, either Lechatchila, as in the case of the father being a guy, or even B'dieved, as in the case where the woman is a Zayna. Can we be Mitzareif the question if the Kayin is a Kayin Miyuchas or not? The Shus Yaakov in a Tshuva said that you don't have to be Meicha. He didn't say he could be a man. He said you don't have to be Meicha because who knows if the Kayin is a Kayin Miyuchas or not. So it's a difficult thing. There are also questions if the Kayin's parents were not from, whether the Kayin's mother before married his father was a Zayna. If the Kayin's mother was a Zayna, then when married the father, he's a Cholol, and it's not fun to be a Chol. You cannot a Kayin Duchin, you can get the Kayin Aliyah, but on the other hand, you're allowed to marry such a woman. A Chol doesn't have the Chumras of Kuhuna. So this is really where it's sort of an explosive topic, whether Kayinim, we should throw doubt on the Kayinim Bizman Hazeh or not. Lemaisa would not saymach on the Shus Yaakov himself, but with Tzirufim, Rav Avadya in this Tshuva mentions as a Tziruf the question of the Kayinim today, Kayinim Yuchas. Which Dvar Yeshua, the Chus Terav? Yeah, okay.
That's not the same case. One parent was the other was not. That was a Goy or then
Gay. Yeah. Based on the Nam Yuchasim? Don't say one parent. If the mother is a guy, then the child's a ger. The father's a guy. Matir what? That they. Chatchila? Well, based on what? Shulchan Aruch says it's not. Unless he owes a Nam Yuchasim. And even Rabbi Adi is only makel if they already met and they already have a kesher. He says that's like b'di'evet. The person will say b'di'evet, you know, loy say it's a. That's what he says. Okay. So anyway, this is probably his mitzar of the question of kayim yuchasim in this issue.
The father makes that child a pugil, but it doesn't. The child also a pugil if the parents didn't keep taras and
mishpat. That's not the word pugil is used, but that's not pasul tikkun. It's not. It's not an idea that's a shayas. In which case?
In case where there's this suffering.
I'm not aware of that. I mean, it may be a practical thing, you need Bezdin, but once the Chakas B'chaika writes in Shulchan Aruch, it's already like asking by a Bezdin.
Many years ago, there was an article in the New York Times about the DNA of Eichel. Really studied. And they found
the DNA of Kayanim is not... If it would be absolutely certain that only Kayanim have this DNA, then you can pass him based on DNA. It's circumstantial evidence, which is acceptable in non-capital punishment cases, not cases of... But I don't think it's certain that it's only Kayanim. They're saying that this DNA is in the male chromosome. That's what the article said. Otherwise, it doesn't help if it's a Zayna. If it's a Ben Grusha, it doesn't help. That means to disprove that he's not. The Shach later in Simi Shinchav Beis writes another Chumra LaHalacha B'Kayin Miyuchasim. What do we do with Chala B'Zman Hazeh? We destroy it. Why? Because it's Tameh. In Shulchan Aruch, in Shulchan Beis, in Hilchos Chala, which I hope we'll get to next year probably, in Hilchos Chala, it talks about flour, which was not Mukhshel L'Kabel Tome. It talks about someone who makes egg kichel. He takes flour, mixes it with eggs, no water, and makes egg kichel from it. It's not Mukhshel L'Kabel Tome. When he separates Truma, that Truma is not Tomei. It's not Truma Tameya. It's challah rather. We separate challah. It's not challah tameya. It's what? There's a chi of challah. Yeah, it's a regular dough, and there's a chi of challah. And that is challah tayra. So Shulchan Aruch it says, what are you going to do with it? You give it to a kayin katan shein tumi yaitzim agufay. That means you give it to a katan under the age of 9, and he eats it. He can eat real challah, but you got to be eligible. That it should be somebody we know is not tamei. So the Shach there writes that in that we don't do it bisman hazeh, even though Shulchan Aruch says to do it, that because we don't have kayin miyuchasim bisman hazeh, so we don't give it to a kayin katan. Exactly what you should do with it, I'm a little confused about. But he writes not to eat it bisman hazeh. I guess the person should try to avoid it, and you know it'd be mitame once it's challah, but you can be mitame the dough before it's challah. And that's the best thing.
Don't make
ekicha without water. I mentioned to you in the past that today's flour is almost shel kabel tuma because the water, certainly the bleached flour, but even the regular chitim are separated from the sheaf by being soaked in water, and that's why there's a chametz problem with the flour. Okay, getting back to the Shulchan Aruch, to Matanam Nas Lahazer.
Could the father bring together a bunch of kohanim from different families and give each kohen to one and say, you give it to the next and to the next, and then one of them is going to increase his chances of giving it to a kohen?
All right, so we're talking now about playing the odds and trying to increase it. So two things. First of all, there's a Chumnik Sav Sefer. He says, regarding Siv Zion, we said you can take your 5 shkolim, give it to 10 kayinim, divide it among 10. It says, b'sman hazeh, when you can divide it among 10, you're decreasing your odds. Because if one of the 10 is not miyuchis, then you didn't get 5 shkolim. It says, b'sman hazeh, we're worried about not miyuchis, so to divide the 5 shkolim among many is certainly shalaykedin. Now, as far as being paid through many, so Dr. Hamawi wants to do it without costing any more money. So he wants to use the 5 shkolim. But the truth is, you do 5 shkolim with one kayin. The other kayin, you can do matanam nas lahazer. The whole reason we don't do matanam nas lahazer is shalei lahafsid es hakayinim. But here, you already paid 5 shkolim. Not mechuyev, pay 25 shkolim. So you pay 5 shkolim to one kayin, and then you meet other kayin, whoever you meet. If he agrees to accept it, he can accept a matanam nas lahazer, and you can do it that way. The kainim who consider themselves kohanim yuchasim is like this. I was often that opinion I bent with Rav Palm. I once noticed when Rav Palm spoke, he said that before the war, his father had a ksav yichus that went back to the Shach, which is about as everyone assumes the Shach was certainly a kohen. The Shach didn't have a ksav yichus that went back to Ezra, but the Shach shouldn't be a kohen. You know, like everyone knows the Shach was a kohen. I noticed Rav Palm spoke and he mentioned it. He quickly caught himself. He said, but I'm not saying I'm a Kayim Yuchis. Like he didn't want it to be a Shalim Dini Mominis. He's misrepresenting himself. He says, I don't say I have a Din of a Kayim Yuchis. But we had before the war, I think he meant before World War I, that they had a Ksav Yuchis that went back to the Shach. Today, when Kayim say to Miyuchasim, it's one of two things. Either they have such a Ksav that goes back to the Shach, or some other person that's assumed to be a Kayim, which in the eyes of Halacha is not adequate. The Shach could also not have been a Kayin. Well, people today have the Chazaynish Esraigin. That means the seeds come from seeds of an Esrig the Chazaynish used. But the Chazaynish wasn't there by Maisa Bereishis. The seeds of the Esrig the Chazaynish used also went through many generations back to Adam Arishan. So if you assume that the Chazaynish couldn't be Nichshol, see, his certainly was kosher. Well, the Chabad paradis in Israel is all from the Rebbe's Esrig, from the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Esrig. So if you assume that Hashem wouldn't be machshel him, and it must have been good, so you assume the Shach must have really been a Kayin, so then it's a Ksav Yichus. In the eyes of Allah, it's not a Ksav Yichus. I also mentioned in the past that the Rappaports hold themselves to be Kayin Miyuchasim because of the Gra was paid to himself with many, and after he was paid to himself with a Rappaport, he stopped. But as I mentioned in the past, we don't know why he stopped after the Rappaport. It could be his plan was to do 10 kayanim. And when he got to the 10th one, he stopped. He wasn't going to do it all his life. So Rappaport was lucky to be number 10. So That doesn't mean all the Rappaports. I don't know. You know, there are Yisraelim whose name is Rappaport. I don't think they're kind of Yichas. So when they say a Kain says a Kain Yichas, today there is no Kain Yichas. You would have to go back to Ezra to be a Kain Yichas. Nobody, it doesn't mean Ezra personally. Ezra was a Kain. I don't mean you have to go back to Ezra personally. But Ezra instituted a Ksav Yichas in the Bayi Sheni, the Beis HaMikdash, they had a Ksav Yichas. So at any rate, this is the kind of dochin, they make brachas, and even by us they make brachas on Yom Tif or Pidyon HaBen, they make brachas, because we really paskin chazaka is chazaka, and a chazaka cycle al chazaka is chazaka is counting halacha. It's just the Pidyon HaBen idea that you want to be yaitza kol safik, so you're not being yaitza kol safik. You're not mechuyim to do more.
Give it back because
maybe you're not
really a Kayan.
But
maybe I wasn't really a
Kayan.
So
that's Yisrael's problem. Right? The
Kayan's
problem is the
money.
Well, you have to do it with somebody. You can't do it with nobody. The Kayan could say, give it to me tonight. I'm not a Kayan, it's a gift. I don't know how much confidence it'll inspire in the Israel, but okay, you're right. You can do it. Okay, getting back to Matarom of Aslahazer. Excuse me. You know, I once inquired about a certain Heksher from Philadelphia. Two brothers. I don't think they're both alive today. But they're two rabbis in the Philadelphia area, give a heksher. I asked Rebelsky. He said, oh, them, they resigned from the kahuna. So what do you mean? So well, to be a rabbi, one of the main incomes of a rabbi is officiating at funerals. So they paskin, kain shamach al kvayde kvayde machel. So they resigned from the kahuna. So there. So I did find, it's a havamin of the Taz. Taz asks, why can't they resign? He says, no, kvayde machel. But being a Kayan, that's Achrayas, that's so I remember Belsky's point was that they're not reliable for the Hefsherim either. But a Kayan can't resign his kahuna. So this alav, a Kayan has to... The Taz, yes, it is a kasha, but there are papula derais, I think. He wants to explain it, so he says a balashin kasha. But, yeah, rhetorical.
Can't
you say I'm
a
Shem Bozer?
We have
the
mouth like that. So
you're making me a Safeganim? Okay, you could do it after Kaina will be masking, but you could do it. Okay, the back to Matanam and Aslahaz is Sifches. It would be incomplete to talk about Taras Lahaza without mentioning the famous Ktsais in the yeshiva world. Whenever we learn the Siddur Taras Lahazir, we learn the Ktsais Shita. This is a very typical Ktsais. Ktsais brings a Rosh and a Ritva, brings Rishayim. And then he says, Luli de Vareyem, I would disagree. He disagrees. There's Achakach Mitzasi, I found in some place a Rabbeinu Avigdor, who says like me, and now he has the response, now he does argue with them, and he, and Avni Maluim in two or three places, and then the Ktsais later, he has a shita, in the yeshiva world we call it, that it's a Matanos Lahazir, is a Matanos Lizman. So I'd like to explain what the Ktsais says, and where it's a big daf gemina lahalacha, and then we'll move on. In the Gemara, we have Matana al Minos Lahazir, simply put, let's say you give me a gift. Let's say you give me an esrig. On the condition I return it. If I don't return it, what happens? It turns out the condition was not fulfilled. The original gift was not a gift. I wasn't yaitzi yedei esrig. If I don't return it, matana al minos. Like any condition, it's a regular condition like you have always in dinei mamon. And based on that, the Gemara says that with a cotton, you can't do it. You give a cotton something al minos, he gives it back to you. But he has no power to give it back to you. Because cotton can be kaina and can be makna. And therefore, By a cotton it doesn't work. This is his the kashas on this include that you should need a tnai kafel. The Gemara doesn't say, we know that in Dine Mamin, in order for a tanai to be binding, you have to say, I'm giving it to you on the condition you return it to me. And if you don't return it to me, then it's not a gift. Tanai kafel means the following. No. By Mominus, everybody holds. Shaila is if it extends elsewhere. But Mominus, I think everyone holds you need a tanai kafel. And the svar is this. Let's say I do a contract with you. Let's say I sell you my house. In the contract, it says, as a condition, they're part of the long list. It says, let's say, I have to leave my garbage cans there. Okay, it's a typical contract. I have to leave the refrigerator, the stove, the oven, the garbage cans. I didn't leave the garbage cans. So now I come back to you later. I say, you know what? The contract is bottled. There was a tanai in the contract. I have to leave the garbage cans. I leave the garbage cans. So now I want my house back. I'll give you the money back. I have a higher offer now. So, I want to cancel the sale. I want to cancel it. I didn't keep the tanai. Or the other person will say, you didn't see it. So, the point of tanai kafel is this. That not every condition is meant to be a condition on which the whole deal rides. It's not meant...
Sine qua non,
in French. The idea is, not every condition is meant to be a condition that upsets the whole deal. You have to leave me the garbage cans. But I don't mean that you don't leave the garbage cans. It's not. In halacha, we call that expression of Gemira's Das. Tanai kafel, if I say it both ways, making it clear that it's that the whole deal rides on this condition. You need a tanai kafel. So it bothers the Ktsais. The truth is, other Rishayim, others who are Rishayim, that there's no tanai kafel. So many say that the Shas doesn't express Tanai Kafel every single time it talks about it. It doesn't have to repeat Tanai Kafel every time. We have a rule of Tanai Kafel and then Shalom Yisrael, and that's the way it goes. The Ktsais has a Shita that Matana Amanas Lahazir is a Matana Lizman. That it's a Matana which has a built-in elapsed time. In other words, I give you an Esrig on the condition that after Yayaitse you return it to me. He says that matana amal aslahaz is a matana lizman. It's automatic. I give you the esrig, I give you enough time to be yaitza, and then it reverts back to being mine. The Ktsais's chiddush is you could give a matana lizman. You give a matana, and the matana lapses after a certain amount of time. Based on that, he says you don't need a tanai kafel. You don't need a new kinyan. You don't need to do a new kinyan to get it back. It automatically reverts back to being yours at the end of the time. Based on this, the Ktsai says, not like all the Rishayim, that a cotton, you could do a matana lizman with a cotton. You want to give a cotton your esrig, everyone wonders, how do you do it with a cotton? He says, give it to him, a matana lizman. Do it a regular matana slahazi, which is a matana lizman, and it comes back. The Gemara says it's no good. The Gemara means it's no good when you do a biderach tanai. But you do it like a tanai kafel in the biderech tanai. But if you do it biderech matana lizman, the Ktsais holds that it's good. Right, you don't need a kinyan v'chazer. So he explains, says, why isn't that a shayel? He says, a shayel doesn't own the guf hadavar, he only owns the peiros, he only uses the use of it. In Esrig, you have to own the Guf HaDavar. So Matana Lizman is that you own the Guf HaDavar Lizman. And if there is man, you have to, the Kinyan ends. This the Ktsais in Reish Mem Aleph, Sukkot and Dalid, is the primary place. He uses it in Simchav Ches, in Hilchis Kiddushin, to answer Kashas in Masechtas, in the Seder Kiddushin. It's automatic, that's his Chiddush, that it's automatically Lizman. So that's Machlaikis Nemardachai, the two sheetis Nemardachai. It's true, but that's not, he's not going on that. He's going on the rule of Matoras Laz. You're right. Tushi Mishabur says that he has to own it. But, the last Ramah in Sivches. The last Ramah, Davke Sha'omar Amanos Lahazir, right? Before Sivches. Davke, if you say Amanos Lahazir, Avo, Yomar, Holocha Heislaim Viharzireim Li. Now, this is tricky. You say to someone, here are five slaim and give them back to me. Loi have a matana. Ein benoi padui. It's not a gift. Why not? I tell him, here are five slaim, but give them back to me. So it's not a gift. So what does he mean? Here it is, I give it back. He doesn't mean no, I'm an Osla Hazard. It's a little tricky. It has no value. It has no value at all. So the Chok Yaakov in Hilchis Pesach, there's a Magen Avraham in Hilchis Pesach in Simon Tuf Mem Ches, I believe. Tuf Mem Ches of Cotton Hay. Magen Avraham says you have to be very careful when you sell chametz to the guy. You shouldn't tell the guy, I'm selling it to you, al menas lahachzer. I'm selling it to you now, and the condition, after Pesach, you sell it back to me. Why? Because he says, if you sell it to the guy, on the condition, he sells it back. If he doesn't sell it back, then the original sale is bottle. He doesn't like the ktzais. He learns the original sale is bottle. If the original sale is bottle, so then it was never sold to the guy. So the Magen Avraham says, don't say to the guy, I'm selling it to you, al menas sell it back. Say to the guy, I'm selling it to you, v'tachzireim li, and you should give it back to me afterwards. So the Chok Yaakov says, what? Tachzireim li? The Ramah says, tachzireim li is worse, not better. Tachzireim li is not a matana in the first place. What's going on? So the Dogel Mervava and the Gilyan, their answers, and it's, I think, based on Shaches, that if I give you something, v'tachzireim li, it's worthless. It's no value. I give it to you, you got to give it back to me. If I say tazirem li la'acha shmeina yamim, if you give it back to me 8 or 9 days later, then that has value. Because he has a period of time that he can have it. And then it's good, I think. He's learning that into shaches. Davka shomar, the shach says, kagav nagomar, I believe I shah achas l'shem atana. U'mashomar al menos, kaimem me'ashav dami, kaimem me'ashav teheng nesun alach. That language. Ein b'nai padi. Tachzir em li means, here it is, give it right back. But if I say, give it to me back after a period of time, so assuming it has value, it's hard to see. If I give you an object, it's easy to see it has value for 8 days. If I give you spaghetti, and you got to return it after 8 days, it's hard to see what the value is. That's what we tell him. That's not what the Magen Avraham says. If he uses it, he has to pay for it. Okay, so he has the option of using it for this. So maybe that has a value.
Why don't we make two contracts? One to sell it to the boy, and one to buy it from the boy after 8 days.
If you can't obligate yourself now to buy it, because then there's achrayus, you have a certain value, your rights of bikiyumai. You can't make a contract now to buy it later, but you could. What we do is, the kohen gives us money, we don't give him any money. Whatever he makes, the guy gets all his money at the other end. So he's sure to show up at the other end, because that's really where he gets his money. Actually, at the Bechira, he loses money. At the Bechira, he gives a down payment, his own money, to people, and he gets it back when he gives it back. Some people give it to him, and some people sell it to him. What we do is we have coins, and he pays us, and he gives cash.
Shouldn't
there be a distinction between a mechira and a machira? Well, mechira saying sell it back is the same. Sell it back means immediately sell it back. So.
Sell it or buy back. Okay.
Could be. Siftes, what? the balance is Zakhar Lavim. Siftes Hifrish Chamisha Slalom Pinyin B'nai V'nevdu Chayv B'Achriyusan. You separate a 5 Slalom to use for the Pinyin Abed and you lose it, you have to replace them. Achri Avoyli Dekayin. You can ask us Pshita, what's the answer? There means no mitzvah of Hafrasha. That's the Kiddush. Buy Truma, if I separate Truma and then it gets lost, I don't have to replace it. If I'm a regular Shomer, I don't have to replace it. But by Pidyon HaBen, Hafrosha is not, it doesn't do anything. The Sina is the mitzvah. Therefore, that's the whole mitzvah. What?
Does that come up? When did the
Kayan
go to your house?
It's my what's my Bobby Shane Lightive. Tvisa house. I want to give it to a different Kayan. Give it to you. Tvisa house. Sifyun. Now we go to the ceremony, the Pinyan Abed ceremony.
You had the ceremony and you gave it to him, and a thief comes in right there and robs
it. What's the Kayan is Kayan it? If he robs it, then the Kayan's lost. Even if you say any spiel. Once he gets the money, it's done. It's like the wedding ring. The second you let go of that ring, it's all over. And I always think that if a guy knew what it means to let go of that ring, I don't know. It's like at that point he's committed already. You know, everyone's sitting there, but he should be committed. Yeah. Sifyut. All right, now we get to the ceremony. I guess we'll start now. We'll finish next week. Bishar. Shadaisin hapidyan l'kayin. The word bishar, full meaning, misleading. It means. Like the Shas says, before you give it to him, right before, you hold the coins in your hands, you're ready to give it to him, you make a bracha, asher kedishon v'saisa v'tzivanu al pidyayin haben. Now why is it al? Something that's efshe b'shlichus, you say al. We're going to have later the Rivosh Hashita that it's not efshe b'shlichus. So the Taz says, because the son could do it, the father doesn't have to do it. The mitzvah is efshe l'kayim ha'adei ha'son. The Rivash, who holds that you can't make a shliach, the rule is when you can't make a shliach, you say le. Le means I have to do it. Al, you can do through a shliach. So the Rivash, who holds you can't use shlichus, so we'll talk about it later, why he holds that way. He says, you say al anytime you need someone else. So if you it's possible through a shliach, you do it with someone else. Here, you need a kayin. Can't be paid without a kayin. So that's why you say al pidyon haben. And who makes the Shechianu? Davi Aben. And it's the last Gemara in Kiddushin has an Ibaya. Who's Shechianu? Davi Aben or the Kayin. Vakach doisin apinyin l'kayin. And then you hand it to the Kayin. Then paida atzmai, a Kayin who was not nifta when he was a child. He became over bar mitzvah. A Bechar, rather. Who's paid to himself, but it goes to a kayin, he says, Shem says, Mitzivanu, liftais habachar, umover hashechianu, since it's he himself, so the Shulchan Aruch says, he says, liftais habachar, umover hashechianu, he also makes the shechianu, because it does not seem to fit with the Rivash's svara. But at any rate, this is the Nusach HaBracha. Now, the shechianu discussion is why. Okay. The truth is that it's a sugim psachim. What we say al, what we say le, is very frustrating, because every Rishon who says a rule has more kashas on his rule than places it fits. It's a very difficult, a very, very difficult thing. So we'll talk, we'll get to it. Next week we'll talk about it. I want to talk about the Shechianu for a few minutes. The Shaila is why we make a Shechianu on this mitzvah. Why do we make this Shechianu? Every other mitzvah you do, Kisei Adam, the first time of your life. You make Shechianu, you put out the tzitzis, you have somebody who's a Baal Tshuva, he's putting on tzitzis the first time, makes a Shechianu.
What if you do two Pinyin
Aben? What?
What if you do a second Pinyin Aben? A second marriage. You make a Shechianu all
time? Yeah. You make Shechianu, a person can theoretically make two Shechianus in the same day. He has two wives, and each child is a Peter Rechem. He can make two Pinyin Abens and two Shechianus in one day. Now, in the 31st day, it's the 31st. But that's not what Tali Zman usually means. So what about matzah? The first time you eat matzah, Tali Zman. All right. Generally, we make a bracha on a mitzvah Zman Zman, like lulav or matzah. Make shechianu on the mitzvah hayayim or mikra megillah. It's a mitzvah Zman Zman. There's a machlekes rishayim. Why? But Gemara says by Pidyon HaBen, you say Yeshechianu. So there are, I think, two of the Rishayim's opinions which are most mustaver. The Taisvis in Sukkah, I believe Daf Mem Vav, says that it's a mitzvah Shiesh by Simcha. It's a mitzvah that it's a joyful mitzvah, so even though every mitzvah is a joy, but Pinyin HaBen or Bris Milah, like those who say Shechianu and Bris Milah, is a mitzvah that comes with a simcha. So there, we sort of bend the rules a little. It's we say Shechianu, because it's a mitzvah and it has simcha, so we do it. What is a little more mistaver is the Magen Avraham in Simchav Beis of Katan Aleph brings from I believe the Rekeach perhaps that it's a mitzvah sheina tadira. Normally, a mitzvah comes once a year, we say Shechiyan. Pinyan Abed, in theory, could come twice a year, twice in a day. But in practice, it doesn't. Lamaisa, it doesn't. A person makes a Pinyan Abed, it's rare that one person should make two Pinyan Abed, certainly not in the same year, Pinyan Abed. So since it's a mitzvah Sheina Tadira, Chazal treated it as a mitzvah Bab Isman Lizman. And therefore, that's our practice that we make a shachiyano on this mitzvah. The Ari Shainim in Taisus that hold that the first time you do any mitzvah, you should make a shachiyano. And although we don't paskin that way, it's a hanhaga taiva that if you're doing a mitzvah for the first time, you should put on a new baged and obligate yourself in a Shechiyanu. This is brought in the Kaf HaChayim numerous times, that he talks about a woman who lights the Shabbos candles for the first time, like those who don't light till after they get married. So they get married, they light the Shabbos candles for the first time, to put on a new baged, make a Shechiyanu. Very often you have a new leifter anyway, so you can make the Shechiyanu because you have the new leifter. Or a bar mitzvah boy, the first time he puts on tefillin. Or anybody who's doing a mitzvah, Shulach HaKein, somebody who never did the mitzvah, it's on Hag HaTayva to make a Shechiyah.
Why doesn't this apply to getting married?
So I mentioned once that Rav Palm, when we learned Hilchos Shechita, as far as I recall, very appropriate. Well, as far as I recall, Rav Palm never lapsed into a shmooze in the middle of his Yerodei Hashem. He never lapsed into a shmooze. Shmooze was a shmooze, and halachashir was halachashir. When I started saying the Gemara Shir, he taught me the same thing. When you're learning, you're giving shir in the yeshiva, don't, it's not a time for a shmooze. Otherwise, the Gemara Shir becomes shmooze array. But there was one time, I recall, we were learning Hilta Shechita, and it's the same shayla, but the first time you shecht, you make shechiyanu. So Rapam said two sentences. He said, so why don't you make a shechiyanu when you get married? And he paused for a minute. And then he said, because marriage is what you make of it. When you get married, you don't know how it's going to be. It's what you make of it. That was it. Then he went further. But it was a very powerful message. When I was Chasid Kala, we were engaged on Labor Day. And Sukkot, we were Chasid Kala. My parents wanted very much that I should go up my Kala and see. They had a bungalow up in the country. So we made a trip up to the country. So my father drove. My Kala and I were in the back seat. I brought along the Tamiyam and Hagim to learn the minhagim of a chasana. So there we are, chasana, learn to get a minhagim. So there it says, why don't you make a shechiyanu when you get married? Shalu le, he quotes somebody, he said, yoysahoyo lechem lishoyalim levorach dayin ha'emes. That's the lashon, honestly it says. Now if you look it up, he's talking about those who get married for ulterior motives, he's screaming about bizman hazeh, people get married, but anyway, it's a subject of amusement.
Walking down the aisle?
Walking down.
Like walking down the plank?
The Rishash in Mesechtes Kedushin on the Gemara. Gemara says, who makes the Shechiyanu, the Kayin or the father? There's a Rishash that people are Naig Lamaisa. The Rishash says, there's no question they both need a Shechiyanu. It's a mitzvah for the Kayin, a mitzvah for the father. The shayla is who should make the bracha and be mitzi the other. That's how Rishash learns the Gemara, based on some kasha he has there. And that's the custom. The custom is that the kayin, very often the kayin of Tamachachim, he tells the Avi Aben, have a mind to be mitzi me with the shechiyanu, because he's the one, the father makes the shechiyanu, and he's mitzi the kayin with the bracha. Okay, the rest of the ceremony, Yitzhak Hashem will learn about next time.